They are now living in good houses. There's lots of them that have saved up quite a little sum of money and in good shape. They don't have to depend on anybody for anything. Lots of them on pensions and so forth. And I think that the biggest thing that helped them along that situation was the education that they received in the different ways, such as we've got now, trade schools and so forth, which I think are very essential in bringing these people up. And I feel like that we have people now that if they hadn't had that, it probably we'd have still been in the same old rut, just if we hadn't had schooling and education as we've got today. We'd be in the same old rut if we were back then. Now, I believe you wanted me to tell you about when we used to deliver...
You and Uncle George first.
Well, back in those days... This is dropping back now past quite a bit of this I've been talking about. For instance, this is back in the mule and wagon days. And this was back in 1912, 13, 14. We delivered... And so we delivered with a mule wagon, and we would meet these payrolls, and we'd collect what they owed us. That was every 2 weeks. And they would give us then their orders for the next 2 weeks. Some of these customers never come to the store. Some of them come there maybe once every 2 weeks. It wasn't an everyday proposition as it is today. They ordered what they was going to have, and which was meal, flour, and lard, and white meat. Staples is what it was. There wasn't any of this light bread back then. The first light bread I ever saw didn't even have a wrapper on it. Just come out in a solid loaf of bread and was laid on the counter and sold. Just like peas, rice, butter beans, flour, sugar, all come in open containers and were just opened up, and they'd take a scoop and take them out and weigh it up and sell them. And you had to weigh up everything that way. You didn't have packaged goods as you've got now. Well, of course, we had these mules and wagons, and it got mighty cold back in those days. In other words, we'd have to be on these open wagons and making these deliveries. And we had a tarpaulin, of course, to put over the groceries to keep them dry because we'd lost money there, but we got wet just the same. We'd dry out, you know, after we got wet. And that didn't make much difference. In other words, we could get over it, but those groceries couldn't. But anyhow, we wore sheepskin coats and corduroy pants and wool shirts and wool underwear and big boots and big hats, so that that water would run off of us, and in cold weather it would freeze on our shoulders and on the hats too, but we'd make the deliveries. Well, as I said before, of course, when we got up in the morning, well, we, of course, put our guns on us, and we'd go out on these wagons and we'd deliver. Well, my mother, she's always kept a cook down at the house. In other words, a maid that did the cooking. And she was supposed to have, when we come in, of course, we didn't call it lunch then like I do now. We just called it dinner in the middle of the day. And when we come in to dinner and the turnip greens and the cabbage or whatever they had and other white meat or so forth, or peas or butter beans was cooked, they were supposed to be cooked and ready and on the table when we got in. And we come in those wagons and drive the mules up to the feed boxes and let them stand there and eat while we went.